Opponents of the recall effort against Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom are making a get-out-the-no vote push. The state's powerful Democratic Party is opposing the effort, but labor, environmental, and housing rights groups are too. Here's housing rights organizer Carol Fife, who's also an Oakland City Council member, and labor advocate Liz Ortega-Toro with the Alameda Labor Council and the Working Families Say No on the recall. They gathered with nearly a dozen other Bay Area leaders to oppose it.
If we want to retain the recent victories that we've had around renter protections, making sure that people who are facing eviction in this pandemic stay housed and don't end up on our streets, make sure that you vote. This is urgent. Things can get incredibly worse.
We don't want to roll back all the progress that we've made. Roll back our COVID-19 pandemic efforts. We don't want to roll back climate change. We don't want to roll back our economic recovery or our minimum wage or efforts on immigration.
Fife says Republicans have attempted 6 recalls against Newsom since he took office nearly 3 years ago. And they finally succeeded in making the 2nd recall in California history. The 1st recall led to actor Arnold Schwarzenegger's ascension into politics. But this recall is different. There's 46 names to choose from to replace Newsom if a majority of people vote him out. It includes a YouTube star, a right-wing transgender former Olympic athlete Caitlyn Jenner, and an African-American right-wing radio talk show host who's been compared to Rush Limbaugh, Larry Elder. Of the 46 challengers, the highest fundraisers are Republican John Cox, who ran against Newsom in 2019, he's raised about $7 million, according to CalMatters, and Larry Elder, who's raised about $6 million. Newsom has raised $39 million in an effort to defeat the recall. Newsom's supporters were quick to decry his opponents. Many took aim at Elder, who's been seen as the front runner. Here's Assemblymember Buffy Wicks, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, and Berkeley Mayor Jesse Aragin.
The leading Republican opponent, Larry Elder, is perpetuating anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorists. He believes climate change is a hoax.
A crazier Trumpster than Trump himself.
Let's call this recall what it is. It's a right-wing power grab of our state.
Elder's denial of climate change and Cox's support of oil drilling, fracking, and logging has garnered opposition from environmental groups as well. Here's Olga Bolotina with the Sierra Club.
Climate change is real. It's not just the state, the world issue. It's the smoke in our houses. It's the water that threatens to flood our houses. Our children breathe this air. Let's stand together and vote no on the recall, loud and clear. Let's preserve our gains for climate, for our children, for ourselves, for our future.
Lawmakers and community leaders gathered in Orange County with a similar message, calling the recall effort a Republican-backed power grab and urging people to vote no next month. Orange County, which has a reputation as a red Republican voting bloc in the state, turned blue when voters sided with Joe Biden in 2020. Many of its Democratic mayors are siding with Newsom. Santa Ana Mayor Vicente Sarmiento says other states are watching California's recall effort closely.
If California falls to an effort like this, that just means that other states are less strong. And we've always led the way. But this will be an easy path for others to do this, to start the momentum for November 2022. So I want us to make sure that we send this message as loud as we possibly can to all our voters, to all of our supporters, that we have to defeat this.
California is a majority Democratic state, but elections during non-presidential years tend to have lower voter turnout. That's why opponents to Newsom's recall are making the push to get out the no vote next month. Polls open September 14th. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.